a geographical higher place than where we now reside, you're going to note that your breathing changes and that your body, if it is not prepared to handle that, will give out on you. As you raise or you risen to higher levels, you will discover that the air is not the same in its intensity as it is at the bottom. What am I trying to say to you on all levels? Wherever God elevates you to requires some preparation in order for you to enjoy the higher altitudes. See, that's why some folk can't handle success. That's why when these folk win the lotteries and get all these millions, they're broke and messed up within days or weeks or months or years. That's why some of these folk who are athletes and entertainers and all who get these major contracts overnight and get to live on a high level, who were not prepared for those levels, can't understand why they can't exist there, because they've not been prepared to live there. Yes. You give the average person $1 million in one lump sum, and the average person will run through it less than a year. First of all, they're probably going to buy a $500,000-$600,000 house, because they got a million. Yeah. Then they're going to buy them $100,000 or $150,000 car, because they deserve that. So they're at $650,000 or $700,000, somewhere around that area. And then they're going to get all the fine clothes and the rings and the jewelry and all the rest. Spend maybe another $100,000 on that. Okay. And then what they're going to do is they're going to, you know, be big ballers, so they're going to be shot callers. So they're going to be buying this for this and that and for that and on and on and on and on. Before you know it, they done blew another $200,000. 6 months ain't even passed good. And then they're going to get to the point where they start realizing, when they look at their bank account, because, you know, big ballers and shot callers don't really have to balance the checkbook. Y'all going to catch me on that maybe when you're going home. And they're going to look one day and see that they're probably around $100,000 less in their checking account, left, when they get through with all they're doing, and it hasn't even been a year. Oh, may I add that they hadn't even paid their tithes yet. Now, as if they're able to make it to the year, what they don't understand is that the high cost of moving to that level means that your energy bill is higher, means that your lawn bill is higher, means that your gas bill and or your water bill, and, you know, because if you got 5 or 6 bathrooms when you only had 2.5, now you got a swimming pool that has a water leveling system that runs your water bill even in the winter when you ain't even swimming. And you wondering now, your water bill looks like your light bill used to look like. And then it comes around, and where you were paying, you know, a few hundred dollars, less than $1,000 on your taxes on the house that you paid cash for, now comes the time that you got to pay the taxes on that $500,000 or $600,000, and now you're in the thousand, and you look at your money now and you realize, I better put this house up for sale, because I can't keep this running for another year. Well, I'm just trying to help us understand, if we're not prepared to live with elevation, that we usually can't stay there very long. And so you've got to be prepared for that. And one of the things that I think we need to understand is that you are going to have to understand God is preparing you for something greater. Greater. Now, none of us, and I'll be honest with you, none of us really want to go through this preparatory period, because it's painful. And it seems as if the clock stops ticking when we're in pain mode. It seems like the tears won't stop rolling when we're in the pain mode. It seems like loneliness stays with us everywhere we go, and in everything we do when we're in pain mode. pain mode. It seems like friends and family don't understand us when we're in pain. Seems like nothing works like it ought to work when we're in pain mode. But I got news for you. Pain mode don't last always. And the joy of knowing that your pains are temporary for your gains ought to start encouraging somebody. But you don't know, Pastor, how long I've been going through it. Well, you don't know how big what you're going to is. That's why God had to make sure you could handle it once you got there. You ought not be in a hurry to move faster than God is ready for you to move. Because if you miss lessons in pain mode, you're going to have to repeat it all over again. You know it so much and so well now, you got the t-shirt, done that, been that, done that. Well, obviously you ain't done it right. If you've got to keep repeating it, you're missing something. What is the lesson God has for you? What is he trying to teach you? What is he trying to prepare you for? Because I got news for you. That is not in the hand of man. And I thank God for that. It's in the hand of God when and where and how you'll receive your promotion. But what is left up to you is how you handle the pain mode. And God is speaking to somebody here today. And he's saying, you're almost at the end of your pain mode. And that's shouting time for some of us. But for some of you, he's saying, you're getting ready to go into your pain mode. And for some of us, others of us, he's saying, you're in the middle of your pain mode. Listen, you're closer to the end than you even know. But the question is, if you look back, going back to the beginning, it'll seem longer than what you have to go. Keep your focus on God and what he's allowing so that you can learn the lesson to receive the blessing. And I'm almost through here. When King Saul was made king without ever having to go through the preparatory periods to really be the kind of king God wanted him to be, his kingdom didn't last very long. But David, a shepherd boy who mined his father's sheep, David, who had to start at the ground floor to learn the business from the floor up. David, who was given a few things and was found faithful and worthy of the few things and went through all that he went through taking care of sheep. And if he could take care of his father's sheep that well, fighting off lions and bears, then certainly he was well capable enough of taking care of God's people. And God promised David that he would establish his kingdom forever because he was found faithful. He went through some stuff and he did it the way God wanted him to, and he prepared himself for it. And I've got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When God prepares you for your elevation, can't nobody stop you from getting it. When the man of God had been given the sign and the time to go and anoint the next king, and he told him, it's in Jesse's house, it's one of his boys. He told Jesse, call your boys together. One of them gonna be a king. Yeah. And Jesse called all his boys together, and he got all of them from the eldest to almost the youngest. And he said, listen, if I hold this horn over in the oil floors, that's the one that's going to be king. And he started with the eldest all the way down to the one who was the youngest that was brought forth. The man of God say, something's wrong, huh? I know God didn't leave me wrong. I know you are Jesse, right? Yeah, you're the Benjamin. Yes, I am. He said, well, wait, something's wrong. Perchance, do you have another son? Say, oh, I do, but that's my baby boy, and I didn't bother to bring him out because, you know, he's a little old puny thing. He they call him a pretty boy, you know. He ain't strong and masculine and manly like my other big sons here. They take after me, but David takes after his mama. He's soft, and you know, he said, tell him come here, it don't hurt nothing. I mean, the others couldn't get it. I mean, ain't David comes in from mining the sheep, and man of God raises the horn and the oil starts to flow over the one who was least likely to be the one picked. And all I'm trying to tell somebody here is, even if man tries to pick over you, if God picks you, he will pick you up, pick you out, and put you on top in spite of man's opinion of you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
You are Lord. 'Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess, you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow,
every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh, oh,
it's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Oh,
your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah.
At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name,